Is St. Patrick's Day a Holy Day? Written by Roger Meyer, read by Chris Leonard. Though it is widely celebrated as a Christian holiday, St. Patrick's Day was not a church festival until the 17th century. The history surrounding St. Patrick is sketchy and largely based on legends and conflicting traditions. Like other mainstream Christian holidays that have been passed down through Catholic tradition, it is associated with many symbols of pagan religion. Shocking? St. Patrick's Day was declared to be a holy day in the Roman Catholic Church and an official Christian festival by several Protestant denominations of Christianity to celebrate St. Patrick's alleged miraculous acts. It also became a holiday that is observed in many countries, particularly where there are people of Irish descent. There is very little that can be considered undisputed facts about the individual known as St. Patrick. Rather, the claims about him are based on legend, tradition, and suppositions, theories and interpretations about those legends. Even doing an elementary level study on St. Patrick, you will find many statements such as it is supposed, or it is reckoned, or it is claimed, and, according to legend, the dates of St. Patrick's life, the years of his birth and of his death, and even the place of his birth, are uncertain and widely disputed. The Catholic Encyclopedia, in its article on St. Patrick, gives you the year of his death as 493, acknowledging that some sources say 460 or 461. Even the alleged writings of St. Patrick provide nothing that can be dated with any accuracy. There are numerous legends of miracles attributed to St. Patrick that have become exaggerated by the telling, elevated to the level of miracles God performed through Moses and Elijah. One of St. Patrick's alleged acts is driving all of the snakes out of Ireland. However, there are no fossil collections or records of there ever having been any snakes in Ireland. Snakes generally do not live in insular lands, as is the case in Iceland, Greenland, Hawaii, and New Zealand. The symbols of St. Patrick's Day are all rooted in paganism. The three-leafed shamrock was allegedly used by St. Patrick to teach his converts the Trinity doctrine. But long before that, the shamrock was the symbol of the Irish pagan triple goddess of Urio, Brigid, and Morgan. Such threefold deities are very common in pagan mythology. Such goddesses are often pictured as three-headed figures or as a triad. Urio was the Celtic mother goddess of Ireland. The modern version of the name is Éire. The proper name of the Republic of Ireland is Poblacht na Éireann, since declaring its independence from Great Britain in 1916. The phrase Éireann go bragh means Ireland forever or until eternity. The other well-known symbol is the leprechaun, an imaginary, magical, mischievous Irish fairy supposed to be the son of an evil spirit. The color green is the symbol of spring, fertility, life, and nature. There are respected historians who acknowledge that some of the original 12 apostles were in Britain and Ireland long before St. Patrick in the 5th century. They fulfilled Jesus' command to go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, in Matthew 18, verse 19. The Apostle Paul traveled all over the Mediterranean Sea, so it should be no surprise that the 12 apostles carried the gospel into populated areas of the world of their day, including Britain and Ireland. And certainly they baptized converts in Ireland long before it is alleged that St. Patrick converted Ireland. One question professing Christians should examine is, why were God's true commanded holy days abandoned? Why invent new festivals? And why incorporate trappings of pagan celebrations into celebrations to honor God? Does that please God? Does He care which days we call holy? Get a copy of our free booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan, and find out which days God said are holy and which He commanded to be observed.